You and Sam were talking a little bit ago about Nakba Day. Why don't you explain to our people what that is all about as it relates to the Palestinians, even as it's tied into the funerals that they were involved with yesterday? Bring us up to date on what that's all about, if you would, please.
Well, first, the word Nakba in Arabic means catastrophe, and the catastrophic events of Israel becoming a nation among the nations of the world on May the 14th, 1948, caused the Palestinians to, the next day, on May the 15th, back in 48, to establish Nakba Day, Catastrophe Day, to use as a propaganda ploy to say to the world, it's a catastrophe for us, the Palestinian people, and this is a terrible time. Well, for the last 70 years, they have been, I guess you would say, celebrating, at least commemorating, but celebrating Nakba Day all the way since 1948. Now, the funerals, you mentioned them. I do believe that was a propaganda ploy as well. Normally, a private family wants to have a funeral with their lost loved one, and they would do that in private without making a display to the entire world. But Hamas, the Islamic terror organization, wanted to show the world and get sympathy from the world and say, look how bad the Israelis are treating us. Well, you've got to think everything through when you think about that. Remember, the Palestinians rejected the partition plan on November the 29th, 1947. That was the United Nations voting that there would be two states. There would be a nation called Palestine and a nation called Israel. Palestinians rejected, sent their children, their loved ones, their wives, their elderly across to Jordan. And they said, we'll wipe this young state off the face of the map. We'll drive them into the Mediterranean. Hamas is a terrorist organization. It's absolute. It was the militant arm of the Muslim Brotherhood. They were established by the Muslim Brotherhood about 28 years ago, 30 years maybe. But this group was the fighting force of the Muslim Brotherhood, the granddaddy of all terrorist organizations. Israel had warned the people not to come up. This was a conclusion of a six-week campaign entitled The March of Return. But the Israelis dropped leaflets. Now they have reverted to another plan. If indeed the Palestinians keep storming that border there in Gaza, they're going to send drones over with skunk water in them and spray the people with skunk water. That'll cause them to divide. But remember, Hamas was established by a sheikh named Yassin. He did this about 30 years ago. He was assassinated by the Israelis, and now the Israelis, they're talking about doing the exact same thing. If this thing doesn't settle down, they're going to go after the leaders of Hamas and take them out. So Palestinians had better consider what they're doing. It's a total subterfuge just being displayed to the entire world. The Hamas is forcing these Palestinian people, many of them don't want to go, but they're going there. If you notice, it's all the young people. You don't see many elderly people at all. Young people are not in school, have nothing else to do, like the adventure. That's why it's happening.